I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 104.
Yes.
What happened, Facebook? So, why are we discussing this? Simple lang. Sobrang simple ang reason.
Mm-hmm.
May nakita akong meme. Tapos tinamaan ako. Hit me like a 10-wheeler truck.
Okay.
So, I'll read it. And I'm sure yung mga pod pals may reaction din dito sa meme na to.
Aha, aha.
Facebook is like the mall. It was a cool place to hang out when we were teenagers. But now it's a decaying monument to the past. I return there sporadically to shop and see elderly people getting into fights. Actually, sobrang tinamaan ako nung meme na yun. Number one, it's like the mall, tapos a decaying monument to the past. Tapos, see elderly people getting into fights. Elderly talaga, you know. So yun, parang it's the isitan. It's the isitan of ano.
I like isitan.
Di, alam mo yung feeling na pumunta ka sa lumang mall nga. Na halos lahat ng mga, ano, units for rent, ano na. Wala ng occupants, tapos marami ng cellphone, marami ng ano, marami ng tiyangge. Parang ganun yung feeling nga ng Facebook ngayon.
I get the meme, but the analogy here for the Philippines, I think even our oldest malls are like interesting.
Makati Cinema Square.
And has character. I don't know.
Good.
I get the idea of the meme, but
baka hindi Amerikano naman nagsulat
the analogy
nito,
does not work for the malls here in the Philippines.
Kasi charming yung loom. Like Evergotesco, di ba?
Yeah, parang meron silang nostalgic charm. And while you and I kind of outgrew malls.
Yeah.
When we go to the malls, may charm siya. Tapos parang ako personally, I kind of enjoy seeing how it evolved. Ano na yun? Especially kung may tiyangge.
Makati Central
or
Square.
Or mga maliliit na businesses. Parang for me, that's fun. Kasi at least meron silang place to sell their stuff. Diba? So parang yun lang.
Just while paying half the rent.
Yeah, but eh kasi naman puro ano, puro franchise at global brands. Yun, yun lang. So, sidebar. An early sidebar.
So yun, anyway, do you agree with this sentiment?
I guess so.
Ako rin eh. Sabi ko nga, tinamaan ako. So, naisip ko, oh my God. Oh nga, ganito na yung Facebook ngayon. Iba na yung landscape ng Facebook. Kasi ito, nung kauna-unahang Facebook, naalala mo pa ba?
Oo naman.
It was such a cool place to be. Kasi naalala ko yung unang Facebook ah. After Friendster, di ba, Facebook?
May MySpace pa.
Sige, tama. Pero, social media app. Ano talaga? Facebook and Friendster noon. Yung format kasi yung MySpace LiveJournal ano eh, hindi siya yung may mukha ka tapos ganun. More of like portals yun eh, di ba?
Hindi, MySpace is kind of like Friendster and Facebook as well.
Oh, anyway.
Mas may ano lang, naka-customize mo siya tapos na-embed mo yung music mo ganyan.
Right.
Para siyang your own webpage, parang half half blog, half social network. But anyway.
So, and can you still remember your first few years using Facebook?
Yeah. Kasi fourth year college ako noon eh. Tapos parang, wala, excited ka. Personally, I'm always excited when something is new on the internet. Like, I'm genuinely excited. I'm the type of person na, ano ba yung tawag sa jargon? Ano ba yung jargon na yun? First adopter. Ganon. Like, when Blogspot launched, nag-Blogspot ako. Like,
nag-LJ ka?
I didn't like LJ. I preferred Blogspot. Yun, so parang I'm the, like, I'm game to try. Gusto ko kasi when wala pa masyadong tao dun sa channel. Tapos, pwede ka pang mag-trial and error.
Mm-mm.
And like, inaaral mo siya. Yun. So, I was excited about Facebook. And Facebook kind of made testimonials obsolete, diba? Kasi nung yung Friendster, parang nanghihingi ka pa ng testimonial, diba? Tapos, may rules, may unspoken rule pa na if I gave you a testimonial,
Bigyan mo rin ako.
Yung Facebook kind of changed that.
Pero kasi yung kauna-unahang Facebook nga, ano pa eh, parang it was geared towards young
college
people.
Students.
Oh, college students.
I mean,
talaga.
Like how Mark Zuckerberg started it.
Tapos parang ano, di ba, barkada mo lang talaga yung nandun. Naalala ko, walang Facebook yung parents ko dati, tsaka yung mga tito-tita.
Oh, naman.
Nagsimula talaga siya barkadahan. Yung para, oh, ano ka na.
Yes. Minimimic niya yung social circles mo.
Oo, exactly. Oh. Ayun, now going with my story. I went on a social media detox. As in, dinelete ko Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
You deleted the apps, but not your account.
Yeah, not my account. Tapos, yun na nga, nagulat ako na gaano ka, number one, nagulat ako na how good it is for your mental health and your overall health na mag-social media detox ka. I did it for like 2 months yata or a month. Pero secondly, ang weird din na ang dami nag-text sa'yo na, uy, okay lang ba si Wincy? Diba?
Yeah.
Na may problema, ay pinagdadaanan ba si Wincy? Kasi hindi ko na nakikita yung stories niya. Hindi ko na nakita siya nag-post, di ba? So ako medyo na-disturb ako ng konti. Na, grabe naman kayo porkit nag-social media detox na ako. Parang may iniisip nila depressed ako or may pinagdadaanan akong malupit kasi hindi na ako nagpo-post.
Pero diba? Kasi yun yung pattern ng mga tao.
May na-establish akong pattern.
When their normal days are kind of disrupted, people take a social media detox. So parang by share pattern, of course, iniisipin ng mga tao na
may problema.
May problema, pinagdadaanan, whatever.
Yeah. Hindi, pero what if wala naman talaga akong pinagdadaanan? I just want to have a more relaxed space for my life, diba?
Yeah, but you cannot. For me, yung fact na some people actually asked and checked up on you means something good because they kind
pero
of
yun na, ako medyo alarming for me yun na inisip na mga tao na may depression ako or may pinagdadaanan akong malupit dahil nag-detox lang ako for a month. At
bakit ka na-disturb?
Kasi ganun na yung mundo ngayon na kailangan pala yung presence ko nandun every day, di ba?
I kind of understand why it happened because
di kasi ito example, yung dad mo pa yung nag-text sa'yo, di ba?
Uy,
okay lang ba si Wincy? May problema ba? Kasi hindi ko na siya nakikita ng post.
Eh kasi nga, hindi naman, it's not like nakatira tayo sa parents ko or nakatira ka sa parents mo. Or it's not like we're in school where your friends see you. Or it's not like we go to the office every day anymore. So, basically, parang, yun nga, nagbe-blend na yung virtual tsaka yung physical world naman talaga.
Tsaka yung Facebook and social media, yun na yung kapit ng parents natin sa atin ngayon. Eh, no? Bilang hindi na sila ganun ka-active, di ba?
And
gusto nila indoors at mainit, mahirap umalis.
And admittedly, when we become adults, we set our boundaries sa parents natin, sa friends natin. Diba? So,
Wait. Pause.
Ano?
So, you're saying nung 20s tayo at teens tayo, hindi tayo marunong mag-set ng boundaries?
Hindi.
Sa bahay,
especially no? Nung nakatira tayo sa
tama.
Sa parents natin. Kasi, kumbaga, I read this book. One of these books, I think it's one of the School of Life books. Na parang one element of, parang kumbaga, isa sa love language ng parenting ay surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
It's unspoken, but when you are a parent, parang your love is expressed through surveillance. So I guess when we were younger and we were staying with our families, while hindi verbal or hindi overt yung expression natin of how we are,
correct,
may mga napipick up silang non-verbals eh. Kasi nakatira tayo sa kanila. Eh ngayon, wala na yun.
Tsaka
so imagine the worry of folks, diba?
Tsaka yung social media, siguro anti-pruning system sila yan eh. No?
Yung yeah.
Parang
buhay pa siya.
Uy, buhay pa siya. Oo. Yung nakuha natin from our Podpile answering machine last episode, diba sinabi niya na
when he is living alone.
Tapos sa group chat ng family niya, kung 2 days hindi siya nag-post doon, malamang pwedeng patay na siya.
Oh. So, or may nangyaring masama. So, in a way, kind of, it's fine. I get it. I get why it's
kumbaga useful yung Facebook sa ganong aspect, which we'll get to later.
Yeah, and even when bilang mahilig ako sa true crime, useful kasi siya eh.
Oo.
Kasi yun yung unang titingnan ng mga polis eh. Na ano ba yung last post niya.
Kaya nga yung ano diba, yung mga office mates natin na nagbabakasyon na, especially babae, na on a solo adventure. Diba? Post sila ng post sa Instagram eh. Sa stories kasi, they want to be safe. They want to feel safe. Na alam nyo, nandito ako sa, kunwari, sa Boracay, mag-isa ako. Kung mawala ako, quote-unquote, ma-abduct ako ng aliens,
last
na post ko, ito, last.
Although, may flip side yan, na parang...
Pwede silang stalk.
Yeah, and ang advice ay, do not post in real time. Maybe post 2 hours after, or a day after, because especially, well, ako personally, I don't post my hotel room, or... where I'm staying.
Hindi, nakikita ka yung photos mo ng
hotel.
Hindi,
sinesend ko siya sa'yo. Nabablur yung memory mo. So, hindi ko pinupost yung hotel room ko on social media. Yun. So, parang, kasi, you don't know. It's
accidentally,
super
ma-picture
scary.
Mo pa yung number ng room
it's
mo.
It's so scary. So, alam mo yun. Yun. Anyway,
so yun. Going back to my story. Ang dami kong ano ng paligoy-ligoy.
Well, you are very passionate about...
Because, yeah, sabi ko nga, tinamaan ako nung meme.
Facebook. Oh.
So, bumalik ako sa Facebook after 2 months.
Meta na siya, by the way.
Okay.
The rebrand is not sticking, but meta na siya.
Oh. Bumalik ako sa Meta.
Okay.
After 2 months of not subscribing to Meta.
Logging in lang.
Logging in, So, I was able to view it with fresh eyes. Kumbaga parang na-refresh yung ano ko, yung utak ko na ano nga ulit yung Facebook. Tapos yun, tinignan ko yung feed ko. So parang, wow, may ganung moment ako na ganito na yung mga tao sa Facebook ngayon pala. Oo nga. I realized how, parang yun na nga, it's like an old decrepit mall na ang dami nag-aaway, ang dami nagpaparada ng kung ano-ano. Half of them, I don't know. Hindi ko kilala.
Bakit half of them, you don't know?
Wala, ad lang ako dati ng ad eh. So, tapos, yung feed, you aimlessly scroll sa feed, especially yung nagka-COVID tayo, di ba? Wala kang utak eh. So, hindi ako makabasa, hindi ako makadrawing, hindi ako makasulat. So, wala, Facebook scroll all day habang may lagnat.
Ew.
I felt icky after.
I kind of judge you.
Yeah, exactly. Parang ano, parang nagbasa ako ng tabloid for 8 hours straight. Isipin mo, ano yung epekto nun sa utak ko?
Pero ang strange, kasi yun din...
It's trashy.
Yun din describe mong Facebook. Parang hindi ganun yung feed ko. I think it's a an age thing. Kasi yung mga Facebook friends ko, parang...
Super bata ba nung Facebook
hindi friends naman. Mo? Like, I mean, you're 5 years older than me. Parang yung Facebook ko kasi, ako yung isa ako sa pinakamatanda. So yung mga feed ko, parang... Sa circle ko ah, parang ganun. Parang... Ang nakikita ko laging memes na nakakatawa lang eh. Like, nag-share lang yung office mates
well,
ko
well ng memes.
Well-curated
yung Facebook.
I think. And I kind of maximize the hide post, hide person, mute person, mga ganyan.
Pero yun na nga, ang generalization ko nga, dun sa nakita ko yung feed ko, ang tatanda nung ano. Ang tatanda ng mga tao sa Facebook. Wala nang, ito, baka mali rin ako. Correct me if I'm wrong, pod pals, those are listening. Wala nang bata masyado sa Facebook.
Wala.
And ito rin, wala yung mga friends ko from high school and from the film and advertising world. Wala na sa Facebook din. Nasa Instagram
bakit ka
na
ba
sila.
Na sa Facebook pa? I think that's the biggest question.
Exactly.
In this episode.
You know what?
Because.
Existential question.
Because,
that's why.
Wait. Because I, your wife, your partner, and probably your best friend, I don't know, I'm not even there.
Exactly. Yun na nga.
Ang original title or dapat title ng episode na to ay Why is Wincy Still in Facebook?
Or why the F is Wincy Still in Facebook?
I don't know. Podpads, baka kayo yung may sagot.
Hindi ko nga eh.
Kasi parang ako, honestly, I am on Facebook Messenger.
Hindi, tsaka
and I am on our Facebook group. And that's it.
Hindi ako, I still go to my feed. Kaya nga.
Why?
Exactly. What's my damage, diba?
I don't know.
What's my damage? Tsaka isa pa, I still post. After my detox, I still posted until one time, yung friend natin, si Carl Joe, minessage ako. Sabi niya, dude, baka yung mga pinopost mo, pang face-to-face. I-save mo na lang yan kung mag-Gino's Pizza tayo. Huwag mo nang i-post yan. May mga ganun nang, may mga nahuhanahong ganun. So in other words, I've become a Facebook lolo. Yun ang term ko actually.
More of Facebook tito.
Okay, Facebook tito.
Kasi yung mga, honestly, natutuwa ako na yung mga lolo at lola ko nung bata ako. Like, hindi, lolo at lola ko pa rin naman sila. Pero, like, I remember them from, sila yung mga pupuntahan mo sa Pasko, may Facebook na sila ngayon. Tapos parang...
I wonder anong posts nila usually. Memories of old Manila, no?
Hindi. As in
mga
like,
karyedo.
Hindi. Kapag yung mga special days nila, ano, may birthday, ganun. Tapos, I kind of appreciate it. Na I see... alam mo yun, yung fact na shit boy pa sila. It makes me feel better knowing boy pa sila. Diba? Ang annoying yung tito and tita.
Yung lolo cute. Lolo.
Parang cute pa eh. Anyway.
Mas malupit pa nga yung lolas on TikTok eh. No?
I love them.
Ang tawag dyan, mga lola teki. No? Lausa ba yung term na lola teki?
Oo.
Yung commercial na lola teki. Anyway.
Anyway,
So yun. Exactly.
Why? Yun, maybe we should talk about it.
That's what we're going to...
Oh, game na.
Hindi natin pag-usapan ngayon. Sa conclusion, kailangan muna natin himayin. Bakit? Di ba? Bakit?
Okay.
As in, Oldsville. I call it Oldsville.
Okay.
Subdivision or para nasa home for the aged ako. Na hindi ako ageist, I'm just stating it as a matter of fact.
Kumbaga, data.
Data, oh.
Okay. Ayun. Tapos?
So, okay. After that, first muna.
Ano?
The good first before the bad.
Okay.
What is Facebook actually good for? Okay, ako. For
wait,
me,
wait. I-qualify natin. Good for, like, now?
Now.
Conditions ng, like, how is Facebook now?
Yes.
Hindi siya parang may historical
yes.
point of view tayo.
No,
like,
no.
How Facebook is now.
Now.
Oh, game.
2023. Okay, number one, ako yung marketplace. Kung may luma akong gadget or bagay, guitar that I have to sell, guitar effects, ang bilis na nung marketplace. Or kung may kailangan akong bilhin na essential, kung wala sa Lazada, wala sa Shopee, pwedeng nasa marketplace.
What song?
Like, naghahanap ako ng santol nung may sakit ako.
What the hell?
Wala akong mahanap sa Shopee. Wala akong mahanap sa Lazada. May nahanap akong santol. 1 kilo.
Okay.
Sa marketplace.
Eh, ba't di ka bumili?
And next week na.
Ayun. Ako parang
tapos
twice.
Tapos sa Montalban pa sila.
Twice galing. Lang ako nakabili sa marketplace. Pero iisang person lang.
Yun, oo. Ano binili mo?
Yung lens. Ikaw nga yung pinag-meet ko.
Exactly. Yun yung gusto ko marketplace. Number 2.
I'm that scared na ikaw yung, Wincy, ikaw makipag-meet dito.
Kung ako yung i-abduct mo, ako na lang. Anyway, number 2, yung okay rin, is yung recommendations. Pare, we're in Baguio, ano yung restaurant na masarap dito?
Oh, I hate
dito?
That.
Oh, I love
opposite.
That.
Opposite.
Ginawa ko ng Reddit yung Facebook ko.
I hate
ko.
It so much. Hate ko siya. Can I say why?
Mema.
Oo, eh, kasi
attack
parang...
Attack of the Mema.
Parang...
And parang the feeling si, close, the FCs.
Parang
sinab- attack of the oh, feeling
eh,
close and the Memas.
Parang sinabject mo yung sarili mo na kuyugin ka ng mga Mema tsaka feeling close. Parang if you want... Tsaka I don't know, I'm not a fan of asking for recommendations in general.
Like, because in, snob ka.
No, not because I'm a snob, but because I think it's lazy.
Ako, I love it kasi makikita ko dun sa feed yung mga trustworthy people. Malamang yung recommendation
hindi,
nila. Okay. Or yung rinerespect ko yung taste.
Mo yung decision making sa iba eh.
Hindi ko naman susundin lahat yun eh.
Pero humingi...
Parang gumawa lang sila ng menu.
Hindi, in-aggregate mo pa din.
Oo, kasi so malamang na-experience nila yun.
Pero ginamit mo silang filter.
Yes.
Ang tamad. Parang technically, chinat GPT mo through your face. Kumbaga, mano-manong chat GPT.
I would trust a person rather than an AI.
Kasi ako...
Hindi, tsaka isa pa. Okay. Looking for help. Looking for recos. I need to buy this type of drawing lamp. Meron ba kayong alam? Oh.
Bakit ka ba magtatanong sa mga tao when
kasi
you can just Google?
Lalabas yung mga expert din.
Tapos maglalabas din yung mga pa-expert.
Yeah, pero alam,
parang,
I'm a good
God.
Gauge. I'm a good gauge of an expert and a feeling expert.
I hate. Tapos, yan ang lalabas na yung mga mansplainer na parang... My God.
Oh, anyway, tapos isa pa.
I hate that.
Last, what is Facebook good for? Events. Doon ko nakukuha yung, pwede akong pumunta rito. If there's a comic book event, if there's a music event, okay, pupunta ako rito.
Really?
Yeah, on Facebook. Hindi ko na tinatype yung, tinatype. Hindi ko na kiniklik yung interested. Nakikita ko lang, okay, so this weekend merong ano sa UP Fine Arts.
Oh my God.
There's a comic book convention at UP Fine Arts. Okay, go. Gora yan, Gora.
Sorry, natatawa ako kasi...
Lolo. Uy, wag kang ageist, CJ, ha? Masama maging ageist.
Natatawa lang ako kasi parang...
I know I'm old.
I don't even use Facebook for events. Like, I see events through IG stories or like IG posts ng mga friends ko or... emailer.
Hindi, pero yun na nga. Siguro one of the reasons why I'm still in Facebook. Or why I'm still active in Facebook.
Oh.
No matter how... medyo kadiri yung tingin na siguro ng ibang tao sa akin, I'm still active on Facebook. It's precisely because may bakya culture ako na hinahanap. Yun na nga. Ito yung ito yung ever-grotesque. It is the ever-grotesque of the internet. Gets mo? Facebook is the ever-grotesque of the internet. And ang dami ko nasasagap na kwento. Mm-hmm. At least it's not as manicured as, let's say, American malls like the Americana at the brand, di ba?
But you can get
authentic
that,
eh.
But you can get that on TikTok and Twitter.
No, ako yung may nagbibenta ng santol sa Facebook. Hindi ko makakuha sa Instagram yun. Ano yun, santol for sale? As in, sinexya pa sa akin, pipitasin ko na po ba, sir?
Facebook Marketplace is probably good. Yun. So, let's agree on that. That's cool. But Facebook...
Yung feed, no?
Yeah, it's kind of...
What about... Isa pa, shout out to PodPals.
ano?
Facebook groups.
Yes, I love
Pod
Facebook
pals,
groups.
Telebaba Tapes group. 650 of you. You rock. We yes. love you. We love you so much.
In a way, parang yun yung safe space sa Facebook eh.
Facebook groups.
Oh, Facebook groups. Tsaka meron akong Facebook groups na parang Pinoy meme shit posting. Yan yung mga gusto ko. Tsaka yung Guard My Baliw dito Facebook group. Yan. So kung gusto mo ng parang Jejemon fun, parang mas gusto ko yung Facebook group. Yan. I don't wanna see
old people fighting.
Hindi ako.
Dilawan ka! Dilawan!
Although, I guess one of the better...
Pinklawan ka!
Nung... pag may konyo kaming copywriter sa work...
Pinapag-Facebook niya.
Sinasabi namin, magbasa ka ng Facebook comments. Aralin mo yung syntax nila. Aralin mo yung cadence ng pagsasalita nila. Aralin mo yung choice nila of words. And even yung rhythm ng pagsasalita nila. Yun. And you will improve as a writer if you observe Facebook comments.
And YouTube comments also.
Yes. Yun.
Ah, wow, 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 wow.
Yun. So, I think, meron pa din naman.
Pero sa'yo, ano yung benefit?
Ng Facebook?
The few benefits of Facebook for you? Aside from marketplace na sinabi mo.
Well, because yun nga, my dad and my mom
are avid Facebook.
No, actually, I don't know. Yung dad ko parang sabi, I think, kinurate niya yung feed niya na hindi ko makita eh. Kasi sabi mo, may mga nakikita ka na hindi ko nakikita eh. Kasi, my time na sinasaway ko siya on what to put and what not to put. Like, I keep telling my dad na, hindi mo yan diary. So, alam mo yun, you can, it's not your platform to, you know, express yourself. Sabi ko, isipin mo, para siyang platform sa barangay. Or like, para siyang pulpit siya sa church. So, whatever you're gonna say, is, kumbaga, kung ano yung sasabihin mo sa pulpit sa church, dapat ganun mo i-treat yung Facebook mo. Yun yung sabi ko sa dad ko. But I guess, gusto niya pa rin mag-post. So,
nakikita ko yung post ng dad mo. Tama ka, it's ano, it's very activist. Reklamo kadalasan sa government.
I kind of respect my dad kasi...
And he has a right to do that.
Oh, but tsaka may political stance siya at least.
Hindi siya apathetic.
Oh, pero parang...
And he's angry. He's super angry on Facebook.
So, I'll just let him be. But yung fact na... Kasi nga, I set my boundaries with my parents. So parang hindi naman everyday sasabihin ko kung nakauwi na ako, kumain na ako, whatever, di ba? I mean, I cannot update them everyday. So, through Facebook, parang nababroadcast ko sa kanila na okay pa naman ako, ito yung mga nagawa ko so far in my career, ganon. Yun. So, actually, yung main audience ko sa Facebook is just my family. And
with family, immediate family or
just my immediate family and
hindi kasama tita, tito.
And some of my favorite extended family and my high school friends because
so in other words your high school friends are as unhip as me kasi Facebook
I'm
sila.
Not saying they're unhip
but they're avid Facebook users.
Yes.
So ikaw yung cool sa inyo.
I'm not saying I'm cool. I'm not saying they're unhip. I'm saying mas behavior nila yun.
No judgments.
No judgments.
Pero ako gina-judge mo.
Oh, naman.
Okay.
Kasi, okay, why am I judging you? Because nagre-reklamo ka about it. Sila
versus
naman
sila.
Parang hindi. Parang,
kumbaga parang, parang isda sila tapos tubig nila yun. No?
Hindi naman. Pero, like my friends din akong grabe magreklamo sa Facebook. Parang daddy ko, di ba?
Oo.
But I let them be. It's their right.
Oh, naman.
Di ba?
And it's also your right to unfollow them.
I'm not unfollowing them. I'm just ignoring them.
Okay.
So parang, yo, I think more than anything, mas useful for me, not the feed, but the Facebook Messenger. Because some, yun nga, yung friends ko, nandun yung chat group namin. Podpals chat group nandun. Tapos, parang everyone's more reachable on Facebook versus text.
Tsaka versus Instagram.
Yes. And yun, so far, yung mga feed, natatawa pa rin naman ako sa mga, kasi nga yung feed ko, puro meme. Yun.
Like, curated nga. So, ako hindi ako magaling mag-curate kasi. Yung,
eh kasi reactive ka.
Ako nga.
I kind of understand.
That's why my mental health is also worse than yours.
Ang, kasi nga, Facebook was designed to be triggering. Yun naman yung algorithm niya. So, kailangan
hello,
mo
nung
siyang,
elections lang, di ba? Elections 2022. Ano pa ba?
Kailangan mo siyang i-feed ng positive algorithm. So, ilike mo yung mga nakakatawa. Huwag kang mag-react sa mga nakakairita. Huwag kang mag-engage dun sa nakakairita. Yun. Ititrain mo lang din naman yung algorithm mo eh.
Yung spill the tea, gusto mo ba yun? Yung,
what's that?
Or yung bring out the popcorn. May nag-aaway sa Facebook.
Oh no, Twitter is much more fun. Twitter mas wild wild west. If gusto mo ng bardagulan, Twitter.
Pero sa Facebook, hindi. Kasi for example, one of the most popular Facebook posts ever. And nasundan ko back reading it.
Okay.
Was the post by Quarkinares, the famous post by Quarkinares years ago about a certain someone.
Okay.
Ano yun? That was really ano. That made the books.
Okay.
So sobrang enjoy ako, masaya. Parang ano, parang naglabasan yung ano, yung totoong personality ng mga dati na hindi ko kakalain, chismoso pala. Gets mo? Ayun, yung nagigising yung chismoso sa akin. Yung parang, uy, narinig mo ba? Parang, uy, sige.
I think sobrang na-underscore yung age difference natin through this sharing.
Well, ako at least hindi ako nakikipagbardagulan sa SOCMED. Eh, ikaw sa Twitter, ang dami mong inaaway.
Kasi tama ako.
Yeah.
Bago ka makipag-away, dapat tama ka. But
okay, enough about...
Wait, but that's besides the point. Natatawa ako dun sa sinabi mong most famous Facebook thread. Because I always felt it should not have been a Facebook thread.
The one about Branco Famanta.
Maybe. I don't know.
Cranko
Sepanta. I will not confirm nor deny. But yun. So parang... Pwede namang si chat group na lang yan eh. Ba't yung panilabas? Yes, it's fun. It was fun. And it felt a little bit dangerous. But it also felt exclusive. So maybe you felt like you're in the
no,
thread.
No, no, no. Wala ako. Hindi ako nag-comment. Hindi
yeah,
ako nag-like.
But you felt
lurker.
Engaged.
I lurk.
Yeah, pero parang you feel you are listening in to your friend's conversation.
Hindi ko nga kilala yung karamihan nun eh. As in mga, siguro out of 100 comments, kilala ko mga apat lang. Pero,
I know. Pero na-attract ka na parang, alam mo yun, na-include ka. Para kang tinawag nung Facebook post at sinabing, Wincy, makinig ka.
Yes.
Versus sa akin, yung pakiramdam ko reading it is like, na-overhear ko kayong nagchichismisan sa kantin. Tapos parang, I'm not supposed to hear this.
Wait, so saan mo nakuha yung chismis mo?
Sa'yo.
Virtue signaling. Podpals, this is what you call the CJ De Silva virtual signaling session. Chismos ka. Guilty as charged. Chismoso ka rin eh.
Hindi, nakukuha ko lang sa'yo.
Hindi.
Lagi. Sa'yo.
Eh, Richard Bully, sa'yo muna kukuha.
Kayo ni Chard. Si Chard kasi though, hindi siya in denial like you. Si Chard parang...
Hindi na nga. Kaka-admit ko lang na chismoso ka ako.
Si Chard, ano talaga? As in, ite-telegram niya ako. Na-link to the tweet. Tapos parang, oh, nabasa mo to. Yung triggering na to.
Sa Twitter ka? Chismoso ka sa Twitter?
Kaming dalawa, pero nagdi-discuss kami on our own. Sa aming dalawa lang. Or tatawag kami sa isa't isa. Ganun okay. lang.
Wait,
hindi
so,
namin siya pinapublicize. Anyway.
So enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
Why don't you, ikaw ah,
okay.
Why don't you frequent Facebook anymore? What are your personal reasons? Is it because Facebook has become toxic?
Kasi ako, nasa Facebook pa ako. Ikaw, sinabi mo, what? You check Facebook every 20 days, di ba?
Yeah, but it's irrelevant to me.
Pero what except, made you opt out?
Except, actually, I just go to Facebook to post new episodes ng Telebaba Tapes and engage with Podpals. Yun lang.
And post your artworks.
Hindi ko ka siya purposely pinapost eh. Naka parang...
Ayong ano.
Naka instant post to Facebook lang din siya eh. Oh.
So what made you decide na ayoko na to? This is,
hindi
this
naman siya parang conscious decision na ayoko na, alis na Facebook. Hindi conscious yung pag-alis ko. It's just that mas pupunta ako sa Instagram. Mas pupunta ako sa Twitter. Mas pupunta ako sa TikTok. Mas pupunta ako sa Discord.
Paminin mo kasi nababaduyan ka na sa Facebook. Ano yung reason? Yun yung inuungkat natin eh. Ba, ano yung reason mo? Ano yung dahilan mo? Bakit ayaw mo na sa Facebook?
Kasi sa Facebook, yung ano, yung kunwari, may breaking news. May breaking news. Mauna yan sa ano, Discord or sa Twitter.
Of course, oo.
Tapos after 5 days, nasa Facebook na siya. So parang, why would I stay in a place where everything...
Where information travels slower.
Hindi travels slower. Parang, ano to eh, nasa Malcolm Gladwell book to eh. Alam mo yung parang, yung tipping point. Yun, parang, why would I stay in a place where everything is past the tipping point? Alam mo yun? Gusto ko magstay dun sa place na about to be huge pa lang yung mga bagay. Yun.
So, mainstream.
It's not even mainstream.
Mainstream AF.
Yes.
It's mainstream AF. Okay.
Yun. So, I think it's the nerd in me.
Yes.
Like.
It's the hipster in you.
And I always have told you, sa job natin, di ba? Mm. Sa work natin.
Dapat cutting edge palagi.
Baduy ng cutting edge.
Baduy nga. Actually.
Para kang ano dun ah.
Titong tito.
Para kang CEO na ano dun ah. Scammer ah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, na yung point ko, like, I've always struggled about social. When I started working, tapos tinanong ako kung gusto ko maging digital art director. Super excited ako sa ano, HTML, sa code, ganun. Pero, as in, pag tinatanong mo na gusto mo ba gumawa ng social campaign, ayoko. Hindi talaga ako interested sa social media at all. Feeling ko kasi social media, sobrang yung, nai-enjoy ko yung social listening. Nai-enjoy ko yung data mining ng social. But I don't like creating campaigns or creating content for social. I don't enjoy it because sa social, parang land of the average siya. Diba? Parang the weirdest ideas won't get as much likes.
Mainstream nga.
Diba? Ang magiging hit ay yung median. Yung medyo nakakatawa lang, medyo ganyan. Lahat medyo lang sa social media. So parang, asan yung place to innovate dun?
Oo, tama. Hindi ka na makaka-innovate sa Facebook. Kumbaga, ano na, status quo na eh.
Eh, kasi gusto niya i-please lahat eh.
Oo.
People-pleasing place ang Facebook.
True.
Oo, yun.
Maybe that's why I'm there. Because I'm a people pleaser.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, anyway, so list time. Listening
okay.
time. Reasons why you have unfollowed someone on Facebook. Give to each. Ako una. Nag-unfollow ako ng person, ng friend, kasi joke siya ng joke. As in, grabe, five memes, five jokes. Mixture of memes and personal jokes. And they're not funny at all. Parang, kung stand-up comedian to, lalangawin to. Tapos he thinks he's funny.
Tapos how are the likes?
Wala. 5, 4?
Mm. Oh, wait.
Or yung iba, yung emoticon pa, yung ano pa, emoji pa is ano?
Galit.
Hindi. Mm-hmm. Ano? Yung sadness kung nag-joke siya. Mm. So, in-unfollow ko na parang.
Wait. May dadagdag pala ako na gusto ko sa Facebook.
Oh.
Yung ma-post ni Adam David. Yun lang yung isa sa mga gusto ko.
Fan ako.
Oo. Yun. Anyway.
So, yun.
Okay.
Ikaw. Reasons you have unfollowed someone on Facebook.
Baduy nila eh.
Meaning, sa damit? Pananamit?
Hindi, yeah, baduy ng thoughts. Parang, lahat ba? Hindi, ano ba yung mga...
Some inspirational quotes?
Okay, na-unfollow ko. Ah, yung mga ina-unfollow ko ay yung mga kilala ko sa totoong buhay. Tapos masama yung ugali. Tapos yung pinopost nila sa Facebook. Pinoportray nila parang gentle-gentle sila. Bait sila. They love animals. Parang, eh, tiyos ka, masama ugali. So yun, unfollow yun sa akin. Kasi may ano, may dissonance for me. Yun, naaasar ako pag nakikita ko yung mukha nila. Na parang, ha? Kilala ka to sa toong buhay.
Hindi ka naman ganyan.
Nampapahiya ka eh. Tapos dito parang kalamat, ano, rainbows Santo. And kitty cats. Parang tigilan mo ko. Yun. Yun yung mga ina-unfollow ko. Another mga ina-unfollow.
Wait, ako naman. Salitan eh.
Ah, okay. Sige.
Ako, another reason why I unfollowed someone on Facebook.
Mm.
To quote Vin Diesel in the Fast and the Furious series.
Mm.
Family, family, family.
Mm, yun.
Yung puro family lang yung linalagay. Tapos hindi ko nakilala. Ano ba to? Parang puro reunion. Tapos puro bata. Tapos us being an unconventional family. Child-free tayo. Hindi ko kaya yung puro photo albums, gets mo?
Eh, di huwag mo tingnan.
Hindi, lumalabas sa feed ko eh. Kung okay. Masyadong family-oriented yung person. Tapos kibs naman ako dun sa family niya.
Mm.
Keep your photo album to yourself, di ba? Yun lang.
So bagay, in-unfollow mo naman nga.
In-unfollow, hindi ko na siya in-unfriend. Pero yung family, ayoko yung dinudut sa mukha ko yung family, family, family. Gets mo? And yun, Facebook is not a very friendly place for child-free couples.
You know,
because it's Facebook is also about family, family, family.
No, but connected to that, ito yung parang nire-revolutionize ng TikTok eh. Kasi yung TikTok, I'm so excited about TikTok. Well, super mainstream na niya. But I kind of like how it is stealing Facebook's thunder and Instagram's thunder because binalik niya yung algorithm or yung social behavior sa web 1. Kasi social media is web 2 and we're now in web 3. Wow, nag-lecture. Anyway.
Thank you for your TED Talk.
Binalik niya. Ano to, IMAP, ano, charing. Ipa-edit to IMAP. Baka madimanda
ko. Welcome to digital.
Ano to, I'm a digital guru. Charing.
Welcome, PodPals, to CJ De Silva's Digital Marketing Seminar.
I am a digital expert.
Please register.
Anyway, kasi yung web 1, like yung mga GeoCities, MySpace, diba, LiveJournal, interest-based sila. So, you get to know people, strangers, based on interest. Like, you trust each other because mahilig tayo mag-ano eh, mag- theorize about, I don't know, Powerpuff Girls. Yun yung point of interest niya eh. And TikTok is like that. Yung algorithm mo is based on your interests. Yung mga taong makikita mo dun, based dun sa mga interests mo. Like yung TikTok ko, puro sewing talk, ganyan, book talk. Hindi friends ko. Yun yung pagkakamali ng Facebook kasi nag-rely siya sa social structure ng buhay natin na, okay, imimimik natin yung social circles mo. But you know, we don't like everyone in our social circles. Diba? May mga pinsan tayong bastos. May mga pinsan tayong, ano mo yun? Iba yung political orientation kaysa sa atin. Yun, yun lang. So parang, related to dyang family, family, family. I guess my point is, yung Facebook kasi, minimimik niya yung traditional milestones ng typical 1950s.
Diba? Meron pa. Got married. Got married. 20,
engaged.
13.
Diba? Parang got engaged. In a relationship.
Bought a new car.
Parang lahat ng conventional
exactly.
About a person's life.
Kaya nga hindi siya conducive for single people, for
people who child-free choose couples. To deviate from the norm.
Oh, or from, let's say, ito nga, for PWDs. Diba?
Diba? Parang baduy ng Facebook eh.
Oo. Tsaka isa pa, hindi mo talaga maano, if it's trying to be popular on all fronts, what is even popular, di ba? Or what is even mainstream?
Yeah.
If you're entertaining every stream, di ba?
Yes.
So anyway, next question. Ito, I've noticed also in my comeback sa Facebook, those who post more than 5 posts a day.
Sino ba yan?
Hindi ko nasasabihin, syempre. What kind of person are they? Actually, hindi more than 5 posts a day. 8 posts or 10 posts a day. As in, yung mga friends, common friends namin, in-unfriend na siya.
Okay.
To the point na nakukulitan na nga, na parang, so, 10 posts a day, minsan 12 posts a day. So, tinanong sa akin na, uy, do you wanna check up on this person?
But ikaw?
Wala, tinatanong nila, grabe siya mag-post ah. So yun, binisita ko.
Pero ba't ikaw yung na-task? Ba't hindi sila?
Hindi ko rin alam. In-unfriend na siguro nila. Or in-unfollow na nila. So, chinek ko nun. Sabi ko, ano kaya nga? Ano ka nangyayari dito? Eh, matagal-tagal ko na hindi nakita nun. Ayun, just as I surmised.
Okay.
Itong person na to was in between jobs. Tapos, may pinagdadaanan siyang malupit. Tapos yung pumunta ako sa bahay niya, ano pala, may pagkagising niya, nag-Facebook na.
The hell?
Tapos hanggang pagtulog, Facebook. Tapos tingin-tingin siya ng post, scroll up lang na siya scroll up buong araw.
Doom scrolling na yun eh.
Oo, tapos, yun, naging edgelord na rin siya kasi kailangan niya rin yung attention.
Why?
Kasi yun, wala rin siyang, may pinagdadaanan siya, wala siyang ano nun, wala siyang partner. And may...
Wala siyang friends? Why don't you call your
hindi,
friends?
Hindi, yung friends niya busy.
Okay.
Ayun, so sabi ko, oh no. So, ganito pala yung lifestyle ng mga ganun, yung 8 posts. Pero... That's just one lifestyle.
Yeah.
Kasi ito, so, yung pagkabalik ko nga with fresh eyes, nakita ko maraming ang ganitong types na people sa pagkabalik ko. So,
although, wait. May kakilala ko. Like, I think schoolmate ko siya ng high school. Ang dami din niyang posts a day.
How many?
I don't count. But, kumbaga, I count on this person. Na meron siyang post every day or like maybe twice a day. Pero usually repost of like an article or a meme or basta repost lagi. Tapos may nakakatawa siyang parang editorial. Meron siyang take. And nakakatawa so far. So parang I guess nasa content. Kung 8 posts a day tapos nakakaaliw, okay lang naman.
Which we can rewind to, yung minention mo kanina, yung big fans tayo of, si Adam David.
Oh.
Adam David is a comic book artist and Facebook comedian, no? Na I think 8 posts a day nga. Pero, ang dami niyang posts about the music scene, about the comic book scene, about politics.
Yun nga, walang...
He turned it into an art form, yung trolling and posting constantly.
And there's... some form of creativity and artistry in the way he writes.
Tsaka maganda yung language
funny.
Niya.
Oh, so, I don't think it's a frequency. It's kind of the quality of the thought also.
Tsaka parang blog na yun eh. No? Hindi lang siya.
Nakakatawa eh. Yun. So, I don't know. I would argue with you na... hindi ma-argue pa, Edith. I would disagree with you na porque madalas mag-post. Annoying. I think it's the quality of the post.
Tama.
Anyway.
So yun, pero, nag-deep dive nga ako. Nagbasa ako ng mga psychology articles after napansin ko nga na, wow, sa feed ko, ang daming mga ganitong tao ngayon. So ito, may babasahin ako mga ibang na copy-paste ko from the internet. Posting constant status updates on Facebook may be annoying for others. True? Mm-hmm. But a new study finds that oversharing on the world's most popular social network is also a sign of loneliness. Interesting
probably.
Yan ha. Tapos, isa pa.
Mm.
People who aren't emotionally stable post more frequently in order to regulate their emotions and receive social support. Low emotionally stable individuals experience emotions more intensely and have difficulty regulating their emotions on their own. So yun pala na-realize ko, sometimes Facebook can be therapy to people who have, yung may mga pinagdadaanan. Kasi naisip ko rin, magkano psychologist ngayon? Psychiatrist, 3,000, di ba? And ang sama pa ng ano natin, ng stigma natin sa mental health dito sa Pilipinas, di ba? Informally, ginawa nilang therapy session yung Facebook feed nila.
I'm not sure if that's healthy though.
Yeah, exactly. Kasi example, di ba, yung psychiatrist, at the end of the day, may psychiatrist yan eh. Kasi buong araw nakikinig sila ng mga ganyang kwento, di ba? Hindi tayo equipped to conduct therapy sessions for an emotionally unstable person.
And not just them, the people who, yung mga makakapansin, yung mga magko-comment, could probably make it worse. Like, diba, if magpo-post ka ng parang about sadness or loneliness or like a rant, some people will kind of, well, disagree with you or dismiss what you're going through, diba? Classic naman yung parang, kunwari nag-post ka ng mahabang emotional and stressful, nag-share ka, tapos sasabihin lang nila, hindi, mag-pray ka lang. Di lalo ka nakaka-irit, lalo ka maiirita eh.
Depende kung what if.
Oh.
Because of yung Facebook post nila na yon, sabi, pray ka lang. Nahanap niyo yung church niya.
Oh. Yeah, pero...
Tayo, hindi tayo religious eh, pero some people are.
Hindi, my point is, kumbaga, hindi optimized yung response na makukuha mo. Kumbaga, not everything... Some people may be able to comfort you or give you what you need, but some also will make it worse and probably trigger you and prolong it even further. Kasi nga, hindi naman tayo professionals. Hindi din tayo equipped nga, sabi mo. And I don't know, maybe it's just me being a private person. Parang I don't subscribe to that behavior. Kasi parang nagpapansin. Alam mo yung makakaklase mong umiyak sa gitna ng classroom na parang nagde-demand na, oh, I'm a victim. I'm so kawawa. I need help. Like, gets ko yung getting help. I get it. Pero, yun, cry for attention siya.
Hindi ba cry for help?
For me, if you really need help, you'll go to the right place. And it's not...
What if the right place for them is Facebook?
How? It's not. Ang dami ng studies, ang daming... Alam mo yun, it's not a matter of opinion anymore.
So, you're not a firm believer of being emotionally naked on Facebook?
No.
Interesting. Hindi kasi ako...
Oh.
What if lang ah? Trigger warning people. Trigger warning pod pals. Nag-post siya. Tapos, naging preventive yung puso or yung like. Naging preventive measure.
Give
siya.
Me a case that it had prevented that.
Siguro nag-post siya na malungkot. Tapos bigla may messenger. Limang messenger. Uy, blank person, okay ka lang. Kailangan mo nang kausap.
Yun nga eh. Parang, I don't know. If yung result na yun yung para ka nag-cloud chase using your misery. Kasi, if you need a friend, do you need 5 to talk to you?
Pero sige yun. Ito,
like,
these are...
Nagigets ba?
Oo.
Tapos pag nag-post ka, tapos sige, post ka ngayon, your mind and your heart probably just needs one person. Tapos yun, nag-reach out sa'yo 10, eh di na-overwhelm ka pa. Like, something wrong.
Pero ito, these are from research nga na nakuha ko from psychological white papers and and newsletters. Ano yung basa mo personally dito sa mga emotionally naked people on Facebook? Do you follow them ba? Do you like following?
Parang wala kasi ako masyadong sa feed ko, wala akong...
Pero sige, ito rin.
Dina-diary yung ano, kanilang Facebook.
Ito rin yung isang ano ko, yung basa ko personally. Not coming from research.
Okay.
Personal ano lang. Number one, aside from yun na nga, na may pinagdadaanan silang malupit, yung mga over-posters, number one, isa napansin ko rin, they have a lot of idle time. Either, I'm not saying masama yung idle time. Either lang, they're between jobs, retirees, yung ano na, wala ng trabaho, nasa bahay. Or yung pangalawa, they're in an isolated environment. And kailangan nila ng stimulation. For example, a lot of the over-posters na nakita ko when I met them in person, yung living condition pala nila, mag-isa sila sa bahay talaga.
Okay.
And they use Facebook as, yung term ko is, buhay pa ako alerts. Yun, so idleness and isolation.
Mm-hmm.
That explains these over-posters. Kasi isipin mo, wala kang kausap sa bahay buong araw.
I guess.
Kasi ako, itong Facebook over-posters, I suggest if you like sociology. If you like anthropology, study them. Study them. They're the most interesting people ever.
Eh, pero over-poster ka din eh.
Hindi ah. Naguguluhan ako. Sinasabi mo paminsan na parang may internet mystique ako. Pero at the same time, ngayon sinasabi mo, over-poster ako.
Hindi, like... Hindi. I will correct myself. I don't think you're an over-poster. I think may moments ka na parang gusto mong magpapansin. Like yung magbabato ka ng parang crowdsourcing question.
It's true na I need attention sometimes. Yun. And ang sarap ng pakiramdam ko nakakita ko ng sa jokes ko nung laughing emoji. And sa mga post ko nga na yung pinusuan yung post ko. Ibang klaseng high eh.
Okay.
Ang sarap, grabe. Especially yung mga pumapalo na ng 200. Ang sarap, grabe. Parang ang grinup hug ng lahat ng kilala mo.
Kilala mo ba sila lahat?
Hindi, yun na nga. Ng lahat ng kilala mo at hindi mo masyadong kaklose. Inakap ka.
Don't like that.
Virtue, pero hygienic. Kasi kung totoo yun, kadiri, di ba? Kinuyog ako. Pero yung virtual kuyog, grabe. No feeling in the world.
Why? What? How does it feel?
Anyway, ito.
No, but how does it feel?
Ano ba? Parang, we're rooting for you, Vinci. Parang ganun.
Hindi ako sanay sa, parang, I'm not there for that.
Siguro kasi may ano rin ako eh. To be honest, pad pal, siguro ano. May ano rin ako eh. May need ako for attention. Public admiration, ganun. Yun yung weird sa akin. I mean, introvert, pero ang sarap nung pakiramdam, grabe. Kung mapusuan ka.
Kahit stranger. Kahit stranger.
Mas lalo na kung stranger. Kasi alam ko, hindi magsisinungaling yung stranger. Yung friends ko, sige, pupusuan ko na nga tong hype ng tong kulit. Okay, next. So, in relation to what you said, how do Facebook likes make you feel? Ano naramdaman mo? Do you feel loved and appreciated?
I feel nothing.
Ah, talaga? Padpals, hindi totoo yan. Papakita sa akin ni CJ, uy, grabe, nilike ni ganito na idol niya.
Oops. It's not about the likes. It's about who liked it.
Ah, okay. Gets. It's not about the numbers. Pero padpals, sinungaling rin si CJ, sinasabi rin sa akin yung post niya. May term siya. Uy, may term siya na nakuha niya kay Ramon Bautista. Blue Mock Buster.
Again, we're talking about Facebook. I don't care about Facebook likes. I kind of get fuzzy fun feelings kapag may tweet akong bumablockbuster. Like retweets and...
Ama sa Twitter.
Oo, retweets tsaka reply. Parang mas gusto ko yun.
For example,
nung elections, you created a social media post na artwork for Lenny Robredo na kumalat sa Facebook.
Mm.
You felt, Kayla?
No. Kims. Pero it's not about me when I did that. Parang natuwa ako na parang, okay, with itong nag-like na to, ibig sabihin, ito yung nakakita nung artwork ko. Probably, i-vote nila. Alam mo yun, indication siya. So, parang, again, it...
Krebs.
Iba,
Krebs,
iba yung goal doon. So, Krebs. To put simply,
you don't, you feel nothing.
I don't care. Okay. Ikaw.
Ako, nasagot ko na eh.
Ano nga?
Oh, I love it.
Pagpals, hindi na ako magsisinungaling. This is no place, this is a safe space. Tao lang. I'm human and I need to be loved.
Hindi
just like anybody else.
Likes. Anyway.
Now, what do you think of people na nagtatampo when you don't like their posts? O hindi mo pinusuan yung ano ko?
Parang wala naman akong ganyan.
Ah, may mga ganun.
What
ako.
The hell?
Yes! In real life, IRL, sinasabi nila, uy, hindi mo pala na-like yung
what
ano
the
ko.
Hell? Although, dating, atin na to, like, let's say, probably like 2014. Yan. May ex-office mate ako na parang gumawa siya ng some anonymous thing. I think Gossip Girl, but mga parang advertising words of wisdom and shit. Tapos parang gumawa siya ng Facebook page tsaka Instagram. Tapos parang siya, ba't di mo pa ako fina-follow? Tsaka ba't hindi mo hina-heart? Tapos ako parang, hindi ako interested eh.
Wait, sinabi niya sa'yo in person?
Oo. Oh. So kung hindi ako interested, nakakausap naman kita in real life. Why? To say, but I like your post. That's on you. You like my post.
Doesn't mean I mutually like.
Oh.
I mutually admire yours, di ba?
Ano ba ito palitan? Parang you like me, you like, I like you.
You sniff my butt, I sniff yours.
What? I don't get it. Yun.
Parang lang yun sa election sa school, no? Botohin kita, botohin mo ako.
It's so strange. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh.
Ito, maganda to. Okay. Do you think you have been unfollowed by someone?
Of course.
Were you hurt?
Of course.
Oh, you were hurt.
Hindi, mali. First question, of course, I was unfollowed by someone. Was I hurt again?
Kebs. Okay. Wait, paano mo nalaman na na-unfollow ka?
Hindi, yun nga, hindi ko alam. So, sa mga, sa inyo na nag-unfollow sa akin, I don't really care.
Ako rin actually.
Yes. Whatever. This is a lie.
No.
Whatever.
Bakit mo sinasagot yung question?
Because I remember specific instances na chine-check mo kung na-unfollow ka nung certain people.
How can you check? You can't check.
You can check.
Paano? Wala. You There's can't. No way of checking.
Hindi, you can check.
Na ma-unfollow ako?
Oh.
Paano?
Che-check mo yung punta ka dun sa page nila. Tapos, hanapin mo yung pangalan mo. Yan.
Dun sa mutual friends?
Dun sa following.
Wala.
Ay, nako.
Oh, anyway.
Fans do that.
Okay, fine. O, sige.
Especially sa couples, like yung mga celebrity couples na nagbe-break. Yun yung mga che-check yan ng
fans.
O, sige.
Sasabihin ko na.
Ano?
Honestly, hindi talaga ako affected. Okay. Parang yun yung equivalent rin to na parang sinabi ko in a previous episode. Kung mag-cancel yung friend ko sa akin on an appointment, kunwari, I win, si sorry, hindi na ako makakapunta. Sorry, nagsabi ako na nag-RSVP ako pero hindi ako makakapunta, may lakad akong bago. Okay, Kebs. Ganun rin lang ako sa Facebook. Kasi, mas gusto ko na ma-unfollow ako kesa sanitized yung posts ko. Gets mo ba? Yung super manicured ng mga posts ko. Ayoko maging safe. Gusto ko, alam mo naman ako may pagka, hindi naman edgelord, more like parang, uy, ang, parang may laman tong ano, may sustansya tong post.
So, stage yung ano sa'yo. Comedy
performance. Oh, exactly
performance
yun. I see myself as a stand-up comedian on Facebook.
Okay.
A failed stand-up comedian.
An attempt.
Hindi lahat ng ano, ng post ko bumibenta. And yun pa.
At nasasad ka.
Hindi. Kung, now, we're going there. How about langaw posts?
Tikat ka. Meron ka pang follow-up question eh.
Dito na.
Dito dun sa unfollowing. Have I unfollowed people?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Why did you do that?
Because they annoy me.
So more of
okay,
annoyance.
I'll be more specific. Because their posts annoy me. Ayan. It's not the person. Their posts annoy me. And yun nga, again, ibabalik ko dun sa sinabi ko kanina. Mostly, ang basis ko ng pag-unfollow, especially if personally tayo magkakilala. Well, technically, hindi na ako nag-unfollow. Nag-mute na lang ako. Parang wala nang ma-hurt. But my last unfollow was because may dissonance dun sa digital, sa online persona nito and sa real-life persona niya. Yun. Anyway.
Now, what about langaw posts? Do you get hurt when nobody reacts to your post?
Hindi naman.
Or as I term it, Ronnie. These are the Ronnie posts. Ayun. Ronnie Crickets. Crickets. Ronnie Crickets. And yung reaction mo rin dun sa joke ko. Yun, anyway. Sobrang hurt ako kung nag-post ako ng joke tapos yung bumomba nga sa stand-up comedy parlance, bumomba yung parang one like from yung super bait kong tito na his one job is to ano, his only job is to like my posts talaga.
Okay.
Tapos 30 minutes na po siya, two posts, two likes lang.
Okay, I'll ask you a better...
Dinidelete ko na after.
No, I'll ask you a better question.
Oh.
Why do you measure your self-esteem in likes?
Ano ko? Mahilig ako ng stats and
why?
Data.
But those are not indicative data of what you are capable of or what you can do or your humor. Like, I
Let
don't
me tell you
understand.
Let me tell you. Ano? Ito, Pod Pals, magugulat kayo sa ginagawa ako. Kung wala akong magawa, kung papahinga na, magsuscroll ako to my old jokes. Jokes from 3 months ago. Tapos, titingnan ko ulit sino yung mga nag-laughing emoji. Tapos, napipicture ko sa utak ko paano siya yung tawa nila. And I feel good about myself. Uy, natawa sila dun sa pinost ko.
Okay.
I know it's vain, it's narcissistic ng
No, it's not vain. I think it is unhealthy because inaasa mo yung self-esteem mo at saka yung confidence mo sa napaka trivial na bagay. Pakadaling mag-like. Napakadaling mag-react.
Nagla-like nga ako ng post na hindi ko binasa.
O kaya nga, so parang again, the dissonance.
Okay, last question before we end this episode. Do you think people's FB personas are a mirror to their real life personas? Or are they separate? Kung bagay, na-meet mo ba na super dami mag-post na yeah, parang party-party time or ano, jokey-jokey time? Ganun sila sa totoong buhay? Or introverted ba sila sa totoong buhay?
Well, iba-iba. Like yung daddy ko, madaldal lang talaga siya in general, di ba?
O di, ibig sabihin, pareho sila.
Oo, pareho. So, genuine.
At activista rin yung dad.
Genuine yung kanyang persona. But I also know people na opposite. Na yung parang, dahil mong sinasabi online, tapos pag magkasama tayo, parang shy, niyap ako. Parang, huh? What the hell? So, I guess iba-iba. Ikaw ba?
Ako more or less, ang sagot ko.
Mm.
Yes, they are a mirror to their real life personas.
Really?
Oo. Kumbaga kung paano sila sa Facebook, ganun rin sila sa totoong buhay. Siguro 8 out of 10 times. Super rare na yung mahiyain or yung tahimik. Tapos ganun rin sila in real life.
Sa Twitter though, ganun. Like yung sobrang... like, meron kaming...
Ah, tama. Mas ma-Twitter ka kasi ng Facebook.
Meron kaming favorite ni Chard na person on Twitter. Na parang sobra siyang active. I'm an activist on Twitter. Na parang bibigay siya ng mga very, very deep... You know, like... Oh, nasa yun na. Magaling ka ng Filipino. I get it. Isang Pilipinong intelektual, ganon. You know, okay, nuggets, nuggets na. Pero pag kinausap mo siya in real life, pag in-approach mo siya na parang...
Hello po. Hello po.
Parang, uy, may problema ka ba sa akin? Ganon. May problema ka ba sa amin? Pag in-approach mo siyang ganon, ay, hindi, wala, wala naman. Parang,
oh
my God! You are so ferocious on Twitter. And, na parang napaka-invincible mo. Pero kapag in-approach kita in real life, hiya-hiya mode, okay.
Ito, feeling mo ba mas matapang yung mga tao sa Twitter?
Oo,
kasi
naman.
Mas anonymous yung Twitter.
Hindi, pero this person, hindi siya anonymous eh. Kasi mas malaki yung following nila. Parang kumaga mayroon isang army sa Twitter. Eh kapag tinapat mo sila in real life, kayong dalawa lang.
So question, ito na lang question ko ano? Na ibabato sa'yo. Bakit ka mas ma-Twitter kesa mas...
Kasi mas wild, wild west doon. So walang inhibitions yung mga tao. Parang mas character yung
tsaka
mga
wala
tao
yung parents
sa
mo doon.
Oh,
at pamilya mo.
Mas walang... Basta as in like... Yun ang extremes.
Wait, so gusto mo ng wild, wild west?
Hindi naman. Mas...
De, sige, ito. Ano yung metaphor mo na lang? Ito, magandang tanong to. Ano yung metaphors
wow
mo?
Ano?
How, kung mga lugar yung Facebook.
Ano?
Twitter at Instagram.
Okay.
Ano yung mabibigay mong example? Circling back.
Hmm.
Sabi nung
I
meme,
mall.
It's a mall, yung Facebook, di ba? With a lot of elderly people fighting each other.
Okay.
Ano yung Twitter and Instagram?
Twitter is like...
Ah, sabi mo, Wild Wild West.
No, but it's like high school. It's a high school classroom. Nagre-recite kayo, tapos pagandahan kayo ng sagot. Tapos parang nagpaparinig kayo sa isa't isa. Ganon.
Yung Instagram, it's like a Zen garden.
Na.
Puro artworks.
Hindi. Instagram parang, it's like a tourist spot.
Mm.
Or parang,
Rizal Park.
Hindi. Yung Instagram kasi, admittedly, I like Instagram. Kasi, parang low commitment siya. Yung magaganda yung mga, maganda yung nakikita ko. Tapos, hindi ko kailangan mag-create ng content as much as TikTok. I think like, kung lugar yung Instagram, it's probably like Starbucks. Alam mo yun? Yung, it's not that cool, but you know, hindi pa naman siya super baduy. Yun.
And TikTok?
TikTok is so fun, pero, TikTok.
Ako, para siyang ano, yung
ano?
TikTok.
Ano?
Gen Z concert.
Ano?
Concert nga ng Gen Z.
Hindi. Kasi, napuntaan mo na ba yung para? Minsan para siya. Yung nga yung gusto ko sa TikTok kasi wala nga siyang distinct place. It depends on your algorithm. Like, your TikTok can feel like a basketball court sa barangay.
Yes, yes.
And it can also feel like a European library. Like, it can be based on what
yun
you
ang gusto ko, European
like
library.
Yun.
Pero yun, ako, in after what you said, na-analyze ko na why Facebook stresses me so much and at the same time, hindi pa rin ako umaalis.
Bakit kayo may love-hate? You have a toxic relationship
yes
with it.
Well, number one, ako, what's really stressful about Facebook and what's bad for your mental health sa Facebook is the fact that you're mixing worlds on
okay
Facebook. Meaning, andun yung pamilya mo.
Andun yung friends
mo. Andun yung friends mo. Andun yung office mates mo. Na hindi ka naman super close. Andun yung mga past bosses mo. Andun yung...
Mga teacher mo nung grades.
Oo.
Tapos... Ba't nandito lahat?
Oo. Para siyang... Di ba sa wedding? Yun yung masakit. Yun
oo, para siyang kasal.
Yun yung masakit sa ulo. Yung parang...
Hindi ko to kailala.
Teka, yung high school friend ko. Kasama, kausap yung nanay ko.
What? Oh.
Mixing yes worlds is bad for your mental health. Sabi nga ng Offspring na banda, di ba? You gotta keep it separated.
Diba? Yes. Ayun.
Give it to me, baby!
Pero,
uh-huh!
But I guess, the bigger question is, why are you still on Facebook? Like, after this conversation, why are you still gonna be there?
Isip ito
why
na,
cannot
yeah
you divorce yourself from it?
Number one, to quote Brokeback Mountain, why can't I just quit you?
Okay, corny naman.
Why can't I just quit you?
Pero bakit nga? Bakit ka mag-stay
sa ako, number one, attachment. There were many times na gusto kong i-delete yung Facebook talaga.
Okay.
As in, delete. Total delete yung account ko. Pero naisip ko na parang, uy, bigla ko na-senti. Gusto ko yung from 4 years ago. Tapos pinakita na. Kaakbay ko yung friend
hindi
ko.
Hindi mo naman siya i-delete eh. You'll just use it less often.
Hindi, yun na nga. May attachment ako ron. So, you like yung the years ago feature?
No.
Senti. Lakas makasenti, no?
Ako para matay na. Baduy ko last time. Ano naman tong kabaduyan ko? Ganon.
Kulang ka na self-love.
I don't wanna look at this.
You lack self-love.
No. I'm just future forward. What's the point? Nagawa mo na siya eh.
To remind you na, ay, 4 years na pala kaming nag-inuman nun.
O tapos?
4 years pala kami nagkita, nag-hangout sa coffee shop nun.
Okay, and then? Why?
Senti nga. Senti kasi ko.
So, kaya ka nasa Facebook kasi senti ka.
Yes.
So, I guess.
And?
Ano?
Senti and at the same time, I like a semblance of attention and appreciation from strangers and okay. friends.
Okay. Because you are a performer.
Yes. Ang sarap nung pagmamahal na public.
Hindi nga siya pagmamahal. Likes lang siya.
Okay, superficial as it sounds.
Okay.
Hindi ko, I would not deny.
Okay.
Na ang sarap nung feeling mapusuan ka. Ayun.
Okay. Ako,
Podpals, don't judge me.
I have judged him sufficiently.
Pagkatapos nitong episode na to, no, nag-unsubscribe na sila sa Telebabad.
Hindi, no? Parang isipin na, shit, nag-post si Winzy, kailangan nating pusuan.
Ito, sinasabi ko na sa mga nakikinig, Podpals, hindi kayo obligado pusuan. Di talaga.
Is he passive-aggressive?
Hindi nga.
Joke lang.
No. Kung natawa kayo, kung gusto nyo yung ginawa ko, go. Pero kung hindi, at gusto nyo ako yung unfollow, go rin.
Okay.
Sa ikabubuti ng mental health nyo, kung masyado na ba akong edgelord, masyado na, hindi naman ako nakakatawa,
so, wait,
go.
So wala kang balak lumipat ng social media?
To be honest, kasi sa Instagram, nababagalan ako sa likes.
It means your audience is on Facebook.
Yes! My audience is on Facebook. My audience is in Evergo, Tesco.
I don't know how to interpret that data.
Pero feeling ko nga, going by the metaphor na it's Facebook is the Evergo, Tesco of the internet.
Hmm.
Eh, saan ba ako madalas pupunta, di ba? Decrepit malls. Di ba? That's the water to my fish, di ba? Kasi Winsy, nasa ano yan? Nasa Harrison Plaza yan, yung bukas pa. Yun.
Yeah, get it. I get it.
Yun, so...
Pero wait.
Okay.
Ako naman, yung parang end note ko, I think I was always wary about Facebook ever since. When I first saw my favorite, as in top one, David Fincher movie, The Social Network. I think sobrang na-affect ng The Social Network because misguided yung motivation ni Mark Zuckerberg for creating it. Which reminds me of your very same reason. Na parang he felt invisible, he wanted attention, he wanted to have like some sort of social network virtually. Parang misguided talaga. Yung parang create niya to fill some loneliness void inside him or whatever.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Tapos di ba parang...
Ang show pao na special. Not a parokya fan, ha?
Tapos... parang gumawa ka ng digital platform to simulate friendships. But you weren't able to maintain your own. Parang diba kinupal niya yung mga friends niya? Yung nga siya maka-maintain ng friendship eh. So for me, parang why am I going to be in a place created by this person?
You're not a fan of the Zuck.
Not really. Yan. Yeah, fan ako nung Rooney Mara ano dun character. Yun. To parang yun yung I guess na cement I guess effective yung movie for me. Like warning siya sa akin na you know it will not get better as to when you've seen this movie. It will just get worse. And tama yung movie na yes, it got worse. Tsaka, sorry, alas na, parang ang daming tragedies and like, finakop talaga ng Facebook yung society eh.
The Philippines fucked up the Philippines.
Not just the Philippines, even
hindi,
the states.
Pero tayo, addicted okay, ang so Pilipinas sa Facebook.
Hey, tsaka, in-exploit siya ng politicians. Cambridge Analytica, it's Facebook.
And troll farms.
Exactly. So parang, I don't know. I don't wanna hang out here. Yun. Yun lang ang ano ko. Yun. Anyway.
So.
Mag-end tayo with like a rant. Wala kang ano.
Rants?
Oh, so ano yung plano mo sa Facebook? Ano ba?
Jung-jung-jung-jung-jung-jung-jung-jung. Krok, krok.
Ano?
Jung, 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 jung. Should I stay or should I go now?
Ayun ka na. Podpals, do you think Quincy should be...
Should stay or should go?
Should stay or should go on Facebook. Gawa na lang kami ng poll sa Spotify.
Uh-oh. Also, Podpals, kayo ba? Are you a Facebook hater? Do you still enjoy being on Facebook? Or mga immigrants na rin kayo? Umalis na kayo.
Yeah.
Hindi nyo na-trip.
Yeah.
Ang Thunders. It's Thunders land, no? Yung Facebook.
Hindi nga siya Thunders eh. More like...
Oo, Thunders land siya.
In terms of mindset...
I have yet to see a Gen Z na passionate about
in
Facebook.
In terms of mindset, I think.
Santol! Bili ng Santol!
Hindi, oo, yung marketplace. Cool yung marketplace. I think, yun yung gusto ko sa Facebook eh, na na-empower niya yung masa. Diba?
Equivalent nga nung marketplace, yun yung mga tiyanggi sa malls.
Which
yung mga
know?
Mall, kunwari, hindi na makabenta ng unit sa ano, sa franchises, diba? Mga tiyanggi!
Yun nga, mas okay sa akin kung ganun lang yung Facebook marketplace. Huwag na tayong mag...
Matapobre ka ba?
Hindi, huwag na tayong mag-pretend na...
Okay nga.
Na parang...
Hindi, just as you said
dito.
Kanina, circling back again. Oh. Sabi mo, you're a fan of old malls kasi may
yes.
charm nga siya. Na yung mga tiyangge nandun, yung mga ate na nagbibenta
oh,
ng mga...
Eh, pero may mall show yung mga, ano, political shit sa mall. Andun yung mga rapper. Andun yung mga sexy girls na... sinasayawan yung mga tao. Gusto mo pa ba pumunta din sa mall? Oh.
Gusto mo pumunta sa mall na yun on a Monday?
Yes.
Diba? Na walang tao?
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway.
Pam.
So, now we move on to our favorite segment.
Podpal answering machine.
So, ito yung sa akin. Ito yung choice ko. This is from our...
Songs of Summer episode.
And from our Facebook group chat. Yan. Kasi parang, I think yung group chat, tinatry niyang magpa-Discord. But anyway, this is so funny. I mean, na-delight tao nung nabasa ko to. Sabi niya, "Hello Podpals, hello Wincy and CJ. Ang saya-saya ko sa episode na to. Kumakanta ako with you. Salamat din sa playlist." Sabi sa'yo, effective yung
kumakanta.
Wait, geto. Kumanta ka habang binabasa ko yung Pam. Dali, kumanta ka. Background music.
Straight into
hinaan mo konti. Fade mo na konti. Wait, i-fade mo na konti. Namimiss ko tuloy ang summer sa Pinas with our family. Pag summer kasi, may reunion ng family namin. And we go to the beach. Pamilya kami ng mga jeepney drivers. Sobrang na-fascinate sa detail na yon. Kaya, pag may excursion ang pamilya, convoy ang mga jeep ng mga tito at papa ko. Ang visual siya yung ganda eh. Convoy ng jeep. Kanya-kanyang baon kami. Yung adobo na nasa ice cream container. Yung liempo na minarinate at nilagay sa malaking mayonnaise na plastic container. And syempre, naglabasan din naman, nagtatagong Tupperware ng mama at tita ko. Get well soon, Winzy and CJ. Salamat.
Yeah. Nice. Now yung sa akin, comes from a...
Suki to eh.
Suki to, oo. Kilala mo na kung sino ka. Just want to say salamat, CJ, for talking about the eraser heads. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay!
I remember when my sister bought Circus and listened to Hey Jay for the first time. Para akong sinikmuraan nun. But I pretended na wala lang. It's just one of those funny songs. For so long, no one is talking about this song, which is medyo understandable naman since ang daming magandang kanta sa Circus. Pero iba kasi talaga yon. Kaya salamat ng marami for talking about it. Ganda ng episode na to. Smiley.
Yan, hey G.
Wait, pwede ko rin ba, isingit tong kay Tats Paman, our guest? Nag-comment siya.
Okay.
Halfway through this episode, panalo. Favorite Simply Red Stars memory ko is yung misheard lyrics ng kasambahay namin na dati na I hope you comb your hair.
It kind of
instead of you comprehend. Ayun, daming nag,
I think miskin na, grade school, naman siya eh, na I hope you comb your hair.
Pero yun, Pod Pals, thank you for humoring us for our experimental episode na yes. Songs of Summer.
So, if you have other, themes ng songs that you want us to talk about, just send them in.
Yep.
Ayun.
Thank you. See you next episode. Same Talibabad time, same Talibabad channel. Bye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Talibabad Tapes.
Same Talibabad time?
Same Talibabad channel. Bye. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TALIBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.